The focus of the sixth perek is what a man and woman can or cannot go out with into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. Now, the first two Mishnahs of the perek discuss what they can't go out with midrabbonon, but since midoraisa it's permitted, they will not be liable to bring a korban chatos if they do take it out into a public domain. The next two Mishnahs will discuss things which are forbidden midoraisa to carry out, and therefore if one does so, they will need to bring a korban chatos if it was by mistake. Of course, if they do it on purpose, they would be chayv misa. They would be liable to the death penalty by the Beis Din. Says the Mishnah, Lotetze isha b'machat hanakuva. A woman cannot go out with a needle which does have a hole in it. In the first Mishnah we said if it doesn't have a hole in it, then she can't go out with it midrabbonon, because it's considered jewellery and she might show it to her friends. But if it does have a hole in it, then it's designated for sewing and threading, and as such is it not even considered jewellery, so midoraisa it's forbidden to wear it. Nor can she go out with a ring which has a signet, it has a stamp on it, because that is not considered jewellery anymore. Rather, it's used for stamping and sealing things, and so even if she wears it on her finger like she would wear a regular ring, it is still considered to be carrying something and is therefore forbidden midoraisa. V'lo bakulyar, she can't go out with a kulyar, which is a sort of metal band which was similar to a crown. And although this is a sort of jewellery, because it's only worn by very distinguished and important women, it cannot be carried on Shabbos, because only common jewellery is considered like clothing, and therefore an extension of oneself. But jewellery which very few women wear is actually considered to be something which you are carrying. She cannot go out with a pouch, or a mini bottle which contains spices which smell, nor with a mini jug of perfume, because again this is not considered jewellery, especially since most women do not go around carrying this around their neck. And because of that, if she went out with any of these things, then chayav eschatos, she is obligated to bring a korban chatos if it was by mistake, since they were all forbidden midoraisa. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, v'chachom peitrim, the chachom exempt her from a korban chatos in the last two cases, b'koveles v'etzleiches shel palyotoin, with a mini jug of spices or perfume. Since according to the Chachom, this is considered jewellery, it's to make her attractive, and although the Chachom agree that ideally she cannot go out with it, it's not because it's not jewellery. Rather, it's because she might show it to her friends and take it off, and end up carrying it herself with her hands for 4 amos. But since it's only forbidden midrabbonon to wear it, so if she does wear it, she'll be exempt from a korban chatos, since she only violated something which was midrabbonon. Of course, if she does carry it with her hands for 4 amos, then even the Chachom would agree that she is liable to a korban chatos.